Hi, and welcome to my podcast. I shouldn't say this, but my name is Katie Leeson, and this is weird. This is the last episode I will be doing for the foreseeable future. Now, when this goes out, I'm one day away from finishing my job at Social Chain. So after 5 years of being here and 4 years of being managing director, tomorrow is the day that I depart. Weird. It's so weird. It's so weird to say that. Anyway, I wanted to finish and round off the podcast for now. And I'll talk about why for now, because I've not fully decided what I'm going to do with it. But I thought I would do one final solo episode where I talk about the episodes that I really enjoyed, the things that I got out of it, but also the reason why I started to do it and to say a little thank you to everyone. So why did I start this podcast? So the reason that the podcast exists is because of Stephen Bartlett. I was given the role of managing director, and part of my role was to build a personal brand. I'd always shied away from being in anything promotional, didn't want to be in his daily vlogs, hid from the cameras. But as soon as they gave me the title of managing director, he very cleverly, because he knows me well and knows that I like to achieve things, put it as one of my KPIs that I had to build a personal brand. And I really struggled with finding a route that I would feel comfortable with in order to be able to build a personal brand, talk about Social Chain, and raise the profile of the company. I started writing articles for LinkedIn. I found that really hard for consistency purposes. And if you're building a personal brand, consistency is the thing that will help you win. And I just wasn't being very good at it. There was a couple of articles that did really well, but nothing really that would take off and nothing that sparked my attention and wanted me to, like, felt like I wanted to carry on with it. So the idea of doing a podcast was floated, and I thought that this would be quite a nice way of speaking to different people, but also getting some thoughts out of my own mind and into the world. The name of the podcast, we were struggling. It was Dodds and I. And if you remember from it, if anyone's been like a day one listener, you'll remember Dodds as the old producer of the show. And he used to make me do stupid things on this show. But we were trying to figure out what the name of it could be. And we were talking about different bits and pieces. And the name actually came when I went to the toilet for a wee. I sat down and my mind all of a sudden, it just popped in my head that the whole thing should be called I Shouldn't Say This, but and that's where it was born. So it really wasn't any more strategic than that. But the purpose behind it was that I'd done a talk on imposter syndrome. My first ever talk, really exposed myself in terms of my career journey, but also how I felt when I was given the title of MD and the roll through therapy that I'd got to, and the exposing of what I now know as imposter syndrome. And I talked about that with some tips of how to deal with it. It's probably in one of the other episodes as well. If you look back, you'll be able to find that episode where I talk about imposter syndrome, what it is and how to deal with it. But I did it as a talk, and I remember after the talk, I got some lovely messages, and one from a girl who was in a career, but she really had a drive to want to be something else. I think she wanted to be in creative and eventually be a creative director. And she asked me to meet for a coffee. So I said, yes, absolutely, that would be fine. And we talked about imposter syndrome. We talked about her job off the back of me doing that talk. And then a few weeks later, I actually got an email from her to say that she'd got the job that she really wanted because of the stuff that I'd discussed. And that was the point when I really thought, this is the purpose of the podcast. It's so that I can have conversations with people, but also get things out of my own head that might help other people. I've always been a big believer in you can't be what you can't see. And I'm in a very privileged position to be in such a great role and have been for the last 4 years, that if I can share my knowledge and my experiences and the challenges and things that I've been through, and it helped just one person, then I know I've done my job properly. So that was where the podcast started. And then since then, there's been so many different areas that it's covered, from my own personal life, but also the connections that I've built from it. So the first thing I want to say is thank every single guest that has been on the podcast in the last 4 years. This podcast has been going with 131 episodes. I'm just looking back then on all of like the old content on my Instagram, and there was some really bizarre episodes, and especially the promos for it. Dodds used to make me do, I think he just did it for his own entertainment. He made me do the Bird Box challenge with a scarf around my face. I don't even know what the purpose of that was. I'm pretty sure he made me put cheese on my face at one point as well. And there's an episode where it's titled Throwing Cheese at Children, but I don't even know what we talked about. I think one of the worst episode ideas we ever had was to do a drunk episode with me and my friend Charlene, where it was Paddy's Day and we thought we'd just do a drunk... we'd drink while doing the episode to see what would happen. That's probably the one that got listened to the least, because it was just me and her talking about stories about each other. Absolutely crazy. But yeah, so many different people. One of the most intimidating moments was when I had to do an episode with Davina DeCampo from Drag Race. Didn't have to, I wanted to, but when I met her, I was absolutely like terrified, because she is a force. When you meet people and it's like, I'm usually okay and I can interview all right, but Davina DeCampo scared the living daylights out of me. I was so intimidated. Lovely, so, so nice. But there was just something about the fact that I love Drag Race and Davina was there dressed as Davina in full drag. And I'd seen her get dressed as well and ready in drag. And there was Davina, and we did a live episode for VidCon. That was probably one of my most terrifying. And then also doing it in lockdown where I had to be in charge of my own editing. That was a disaster. But so many brilliant episodes, so much amazing content. If you've not listened to them, I'd highly recommend going back and listening to some of the old ones. Probably not the first one, because I was terrible. but yeah, thank you for anyone that's been here since day one and sticking with me on the journey. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I want to thank every single guest that has come on. The community, the connections, the ideas, the way you've helped me bring Social Chain forward and help it grow through sharing your experiences and me building friendships through doing interviews on this podcast has been absolutely transformational. So I want to say thank you to every single guest. I want to touch on a couple of the episodes, though, that have really stuck with me. And one of those areas was definitely women succeeding at work. And I made a real point of having that as a topic and making sure that I could highlight females in roles that you would normally not expect to see them stereotypically, in order to highlight, like myself, different ways of doing things. So one of them that springs to mind is definitely Emma Heal from Lucky Saint. Just an incredible guest, and now someone I actually call a friend. She's helped me with Social Chain. She's helped introduce me to people that have helped the business grow. And she talked a lot about the importance of fitting your own life jacket before helping others as a managing director. You can look back and find that episode. And if you've not tried Lucky Saint beer, I would recommend it. And that is not an ad. It's just really tasty, alcohol-free beer. The other one, was an absolute highlight, because I read the book and then really wanted this person to come on the episode, and it was Kate Sevilla. She wrote a book called How to Work Without Losing Your Mind, and the book is just brilliant. So, so useful for anybody at any phase in their career. But she talks about how to raise issues with your manager in a really successful way. So those two episodes, there's so many more that I could mention, but we would be here for ages, and I know no one wants to listen to me navel gaze for hours and hours and hours. But yes, thank you to all the amazing women that have come on and inspired others that you can be, because you can see those women. I have talked quite a lot as well about my own personal journey. Not only was I talking a lot about leadership, and I've touched on my imposter syndrome, I've talked about how I don't enjoy work nights out as a boss because I find them really difficult. I talked about how to be a boss, and also people pleasing and things like that. But I also delved quite deeply into my own experiences, with the intention again of helping just one person who might be going through something similar. The episode that I did on my miscarriage was probably the most emotional time of my career and probably my life, and probably the most defining in terms of my mental health. And being able to do that episode with the Miscarriage Association and the feedback that I got from it was, one, it really helped me. I felt like it gave me some closure on why the miscarriage had happened to me and how I could use that as a force for good in helping other people. But the podcast as well really helped me with my own closure and my own therapy from that traumatic experience. So, yeah, a very emotional episode. I remember when that one went out, I was trying to avoid it, and I avoided it for a long time. But I knew something in me would, the purpose of the podcast was to help people. And if I could talk about it, and if I could find a way of talking about it to help other people who might go through it, because it's so common, but it's just not discussed. One in four pregnancies end in miscarriage, so it happens so often. But it is so traumatic, but never talked about. And finding that the Miscarriage Association would do the episode with me was a real comfort, because I could turn that into help rather than talking about my own experience. And the episode was recorded, and the day it went out, I was actually in London with Dodds, and we were recording two guest episodes that day. And I said, I don't want to know, just put it live. I don't want to know, because I didn't know what the feedback would be like, especially on LinkedIn. I was incredibly nervous about how, when we promoted it on LinkedIn, what the messages would be like back. But 99, I remember finishing recording that, the second guest episode, and then overwhelmingly, it was just a weird feeling of looking at all the messages, all the feedback, all the DMs that I'd got from that episode of people thanking me for talking about such a sensitive topic, how they'd been through it, how their wives had been through it. Yeah, bizarre. Really, really bizarre and really emotional. And I just burst out crying in this room where Dodds and I were filming. And I just didn't know what to do, because it just felt like this massive wave of emotion coming over me, because I know I'd helped someone else. And yeah, that was the hardest time, but the one that I think I'm most proud of as well. Another one that I'm incredibly proud of from the messages that I received was talking about my journey with antidepressants. So post-miscarriage, I went quite deep into depression, really struggled, and got put onto sertraline. And I talk quite openly about my journey with that and the benefits that I'd got from it. And I got a message not long ago in my Instagram DMs from a lady who said that that episode had actually helped her. She listened to it on the tube while she had hold of a prescription for antidepressants, and she didn't want to get them. Listening to that episode actually made her go and get a prescription. She now feels like her again. That, again, another emotional moment, because you don't expect, when you're talking in a room like this, like we are, you don't realise the people that are benefiting from the stuff that you're saying. So if it has helped you, if it's helped you through any of those scenarios, then I'm ever so grateful that you listened. Very difficult, but very proud that I've had a platform that's enabled me to share some of my experiences and help people along the way. And then we've got the final series that has just been mind-blowing in terms of the information that we've managed to share all around social media for good. There's just been some brilliant episodes and really like thought-provoking episodes in the last series as well. There's so much out there about negativity around social media and how it's a killer of the next generation. And I really wanted this final series to be about highlighting the benefits of social media and how it can be used as a force for good. I do believe it's not going anywhere, but I also believe there's so many positives that can be taken from it. So many people are employed in this industry. So many people are building brands and companies from the back of social media and careers. And those things aren't discussed. They're talked about in such a negative way. And I wanted to make sure that this series really highlighted the specialness of the community and the spaces that we've got. So it came from, really, I had an opportunity to talk to a group of girls in school about comparison culture and how to use social media in a way that would help with that comparison culture and how to give them tools that is the right way of using social. The thing that always pops in my head, there's a couple of episodes and a couple of snippets that people have said to me. One was the Dr. T episode where he talks about the use of adults need to be more like tour guides in social media rather than travel agents. And what he meant by that was that as a travel agent, you've never been to the destination, but you talk a lot about it. Whereas tour guides really understand the terrain. They know what machete to use in the jungle. They know how to navigate the space. And if we don't talk about how to use it properly as adults, we can't tell children how to use it if you don't understand it. And that really sparked something in me from being able to talk to young girls about the best ways of using social media and thinking about comparison and that's what really sparked the series. So really amazing guests. The comparison coach, Lucy Sheridan, has said one of the things that will probably stick with me for the rest of my life, and that was that you use social media as a Pinterest board or a manifestation board, not as a way to compare and get frustrated. And I think if that message gets spread far and wide, we'll have a much happier place on social. There's some incredible people doing amazing work on social media through their platforms. Gina Martin, the activist, changing laws and changing the way we think about things. Lucy, as I say, on her take on social media and how that's influenced my own usage of how I now approach things as not thinking negatively about what someone else has got, but as a way to think that that's what I want one day. Shea Akiwowo and her tireless work on the online safety bill, just the most inspiring conversations that I've had in the last series. And I'm hoping that it's helped people understand a little bit more about the benefits of social media and how we can all use it as a force for good moving forward. I'm not going to lie, this episode isn't going to be super long because I really didn't want it to be full on navel gazing and me talking about how good it's been. But I've had the most fun doing it and doing some really stupid things and some really fun things, but some really provocative conversations as well. The reason that I am taking a bit of a break from it is because I honestly feel absolutely exhausted. The reason that I decided that I needed to take a break from being a managing director of an agency and hand my notice in was because I felt like I'd given it all I could, and it needed, the company needed the next person to come in with the next ideas and the next thinking and fresh perspectives on things. And I feel a little bit like this with the podcast, that I really want to define its purpose. Whilst at Social Chain, it's got a real purpose. It helps me talk about the company. It helps me promote the company. It helps me build connections that help me with my job. But I'm going to definitely take a little break while I fuel my own cup back up again, because I can't pour from an empty cup, as my PT amazingly always says. Take a bit of time out and see if the purpose comes back to me once I begin my next adventure. And I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody who's listened, to everyone who's written in their admission submissions from back in the day when we used to get listeners' admission submissions, to everyone who's messaged me about the podcast, to anyone that I've met in the street, which blows my mind when people stop me and say they listen to the podcast. Anyone that's given me feedback, anyone that's been a guest, anyone that's listened, to every single person that's worked on the podcast with me. So right from the very beginning, with Dodds, to Lucy, to Elliot, to Hannah, to Meg, to Claudia, to everybody that's had input on my podcast, editing it, cutting it down, cutting my bloopers together, getting all this stuff ready for the interviews, doing all the research. Honestly, you guys have made this so seamless, and I just want to say a massive thank you for that as well. I will see where I get to with this, but if not, I know that I've definitely achieved what I wanted to in helping just one person feel better about themselves and feel like they can do and be whatever they want to be. And as a final little admission, I shouldn't say this, but I've never, not once, ever listened to an episode. I've not listened to myself back because I never wanted to listen to my voice. So, yeah, that's me signing off. Katie from Social Chain is leaving the building.